Okay, let's start off Parsha Shlach for this year of Tafshin Ayin. Just a public service announcement. For the next 2 weeks, the daf will still be up online on the Parsha Shir, not the daf. The Parsha Shir will be up on yutorah.org and also ou.org. But in 2 weeks from now, the Shir will be up exclusively on ou.org. So starting in 3 weeks from now, and from then on afterwards, the Parsha will be on ou.org. Right in the front, you'll see it, then you go to the front page of the website. Okay, let us continue and get into our discussion of Parsha Shlach. Just to start off with a Ha'ara from the end of the Parsha. The end of the Parsha we know has the Parsha of Tzitzis, which, as Hashem will get to in a few minutes to talk a little bit deeper. But there's one pasuk in the Parsha of Tzitzis, which we say twice a day, which is something that we always have to remember. And I emphasize and underline the word always. The Mishnah Brura, this is not on your sheet, but the Mishnah Brura in the Bir Halacha, in the first Siman in Shulchan Aruch, where the Ramah quotes, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. You always have to have Hashem in front of you. So the Bir Halacha there says, Harotze Lekayim Shivisi Karaui. He who wants to fulfill Shivisi, always remembering Hashem in front of him properly, Yizdarez v'kayim ha-shenichtov b'shem Sefer HaChinuch. He should always do what's said in the name of the Sefer HaChinuch. Umepnei godel chavivusam he'atikam kamagdolam b'sefrayim. And let me quote from you, and then he quotes the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch has the well-known idea that there are six mitzvos tmidios. There are six mitzvos that are constant, that apply every second of our life. Every second of our life, we have to fulfill these mitzvot. If at any second we're not fulfilling the mitzvah, then we are in violation. So one of those six mitzvahs is in this week's parsha. So what are those six mitzvahs? So some have been through this already. Says the Bir Halacha, quoting, Sheish mitzvos chiyuvan tmidi lo yifsiku me'al ha'adam afilu rega echad kol yamav v'kol zman v'chol rega sheyachshuv bahen kiyem mitzvot asei v'yin keitz v'matan schar mitzvahs. Waiting for a bus, what do? I think about one of these mitzvahs. That's it. Mitzvahs asei. What are the mitzvahs? So, start off in his order. Believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Number one. Number two is the flip side. Lo yielecha lohem acherim. Avodah Zarah. Then you have liyachdo, to believe that God is unique. God is the Yichud Hashem, to believe that He is one. Number four and five is ahavas Hashem and yiras Hashem. Says the Sefer Achin, according to the Leos, Le'ehova Makom Barachush, Nemar Ve'atal Hashem Alokecha, Leos Yiras Hashem, Yizbarach Alpanav, Tamid, and number six, that's in our parsha, Velosa Suru, Achrei Levavchem, Va'achrei Inechem. That's number six, says the Mitbir Halacha, Shelo Yasa Osam Kadeshiyam, right? We have to make sure that we're always focused on serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not to be caught up in the world around us, following our eyes, following our hearts. That is number six on the list. The Ashrei HaMekayimam Kara'ui. And he ends off, praiseworthy is the one who is Mekayim these mitzvahs Kara'ui properly. So again, number six of the mitzvahs Tmidios is in this week's Parsha, and we should all always be Nizhar and cognizant of them, and hopefully be Mekayim them as much as we can. Okay, so let's get into Parsha Shlach and start off with a question that is asked by many. Again, if there was any Parsha to call the Parsha of Eretz Yisrael, this is definitely up there. Maybe Lech Lecha also could be called the Parsha of Eretz Yisrael. Shlach, others, but these are arguably the one. So one of the questions that is asked is, we know that there were two major chataim, two major sins that took place in the Midbar. The first being the Chet HaEgel, the second being the Chet HaMeraglim. Right, two major sins. HaKadosh Baruch Hu found it in his heart, Kavi Yachol, to forgive the Chet HaEgel. Right, after a couple hundred Jews were killed, but Kodesh Baruch Hu found it, okay, kapara, he forgave us for the Chet HaEgel. For the Meraglim, we were not forgiven. The people who took part in it were not forgiven, they weren't allowed into Eretz Yisrael, and as the Gemara tells us, every little peronis that happens throughout every generation is a little bit connected. It's a little bit connected back. So what's the difference? What's the root difference between the Chet of the Meraglim and the chait of the Egel? So we mentioned last year, Parshas B'Shalach, the Meshech Chachma has one idea, but Rav Chaim Shmulevitz has another idea. Another idea that there's a fundamental difference and new understanding that we must have regarding the chait of the Meraglim. And why is it that B'nai Yisrael were not allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael because of that? It wasn't just that it was a punishment. Let's read his words. Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, source number one. V'hine yesh lehispaleh aleinu. Let's think about us. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz lived in Eretz Yisrael, lived in Yerushalayim. Let's think about us, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. Sha'anu darim be'eretz Yisrael. Ve'ein anu margishem karoi et ha'aliyah v'ha'ashpa'a haba lanu al yada. We don't appreciate this land as much as we should, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. U'pesher hadavar lamanu. You know what we have to identify with? The following chazal. Amar Moshe Rabbeinu Lefanov. Moshe says, Ribbono shel Olam, atzmosav shel Yosef nichnasu l'Eretz Yisrael, v'ani eini nichnas. The bones of Yosef HaTzadik go in, and I don't get to go in? It's not fair. Yosef loved Eretz Yisrael, and I loved Eretz Yisrael. Right, each one of us here, we were zochet to do something that Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam were not zochet to. Unbelievable. So Moshe Rabbeinu complains, why do Yosef HaTzadik's bones get to go into Eretz Yisrael, and I don't get to go into Eretz Yisrael? Answers HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Misha Hode Ba'artso, Nikbar Ba'artso. The one who admits to his land was buried in his land. Umisha Lo Hode Ba'artso, Lo Nikbar Ba'artso. And he who does not admit to the land is not buried. What does that mean? Yosef Hode Ba'artso Minayin. Where do we see that Yosef admitted to the land? Gvira So Omeris Ru Hevi Lanu Ish Ivri. As we know in Mitzrayim, she called him Ish Ivri, Velo Kafar, Ela Amar, Gunov, Gunavti, Me'eretz Ivrim. Right? I'm an Ivri. Ata Shelo Hodita Ba'artzacha, Ein Ata Nikva Ba'artzacha. You did not admit to the land, and therefore you will not be buried. Where did Moshe Rabbeinu not admit to it? Ketzad, Benos Yisrael, Omros, Ish Mitzri, Hitzilanu Mi'ara Rawim. An Egyptian man saved us. There was a Mitzri. Moshe Rabbeinu heard that. According to Chazal, he didn't say, no, I'm from Egypt, but I'm not in Mitzri. He didn't complain about that. V'hu shomea v'shosek. And he is taken to task for that. Says of Chayash V'levitz, v'hadvar mafliyim. Think about it. Think about this Chazal. Hare, kishabenos Yisro amru, ish Mitzri, ha'isabazeh gam ha'chasha al yahaduso shal Moshe. When Yisro, the daughters of Yisro, say ish Mitzri, so what were they saying about Moshe Rabbeinu? They were denying his Yahadus. He's a Mitzri. So what were they saying? He's not Jewish. That's what they really said. He's not Jewish. V'hu shama v'shasak. V'lo matzinu akach shum tviyalav. We don't find that Chazal said to Moshe about Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't admit to his Judaism. He didn't admit to his Judaism, so we take him to task for that. It doesn't say that. V'ulai mishum shahaya sakana b'davarim hayanot ashehu Yehudi. Maybe there was a danger. Umikamakom almashalo hoda ba'aretz b'shtikazu alzenen ashalo nikvar ba. What do Chazal say? They weren't upset that he didn't admit that he was a Jew. They were upset that he didn't admit that he was a Ben Eretz Yisrael. That's what they were upset about. V'lo ho'ilu lo asibos v'atamim shahayilo. None of the reasons, none of the sibos, the excuses that he said helped. Why? And this is the line that the important part says of Chayesh Levitz, line 13. Umishum she'inyin zeh, she'mosho misha lahode ba'artso, lo nikvar ba'artso, eino betoras onesh, elohu mitzius. It's not a punishment. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't being punished here. It's mitzius, it's a reality. Somebody doesn't admit to their connection to the land, then they're not zoche to be connected to the land. Shekol she'ino mode ba'aretz, eino shayach la'aretz. Ve'inmo mashi'ish lo tamim v'sibos. All these excuses. Mikol makom, ein ha'aretz rotzeba. The land is not interested. So it's not an onesh. As he says at the end, we'll come back to the middle. What's the difference between the chet of the meragim and the chet of the egel? HaKadosh Baruch Hu found it in his heart to forgive the chet of the egel, but not the chet of the meragim. Why? Because the chet of the egel had a punishment. They were supposed to get a punishment, and they were forgiven. Fine. But by the miraculum, it's not an onesh. It's not an onesh. It's a natural result. If somebody doesn't admit, if somebody isn't proud, if somebody doesn't identify with Eretz Yisrael, then they're not connected. They're not zoche to the connection of Eretz Yisrael. Says the, now going, that's what he says in the last paragraph. The Tachin, 34. Shezo gamkin atam she nimchal Yisrael acheta egel. Vilo cheta meraglin lo nimchal. Uvesu kulon bamidbar. Why? Mishum shechetam haya shehotziu es dibas aretz ra. Velo ratzuba. They didn't want it. Memela lo shayach al dover ze mechila. It's not that Hashem is mochel. Shari mikol makom. Einom shayachim la aretz. Somebody doesn't identify. Somebody's not modeh. la'aretz, so then they're not kashur la'aretz. Then he goes back, we'll go back earlier to what he said, line 16, umikan limud avureinu. So what do we learn? The B'nai Eretz Yisrael, directly, and obviously a Jew in the world everywhere, needs to understand this message. B'chdei l'kabel as ha-shefa ha-mushpa mimar mal Eretz Yisrael v'al yoshveha. To be zochet to the shefa, to be zochet to the direct hashgacha. As the Pasuk says, tamid eini Hashem alokecha v'amei reishis ha-shana ad achra shana. To be zochet to that direct hashgacha, yesh t'nai l'kach. Shetzarech li'oshayech la'aretz. Modeh ba'aretz. I have to be modeh. La'hakir b'ma'alasu b'chashivusa. To be makir the ma'ilah and the chashivus. And once I'm modeh and I'm makir it, so then I'll be zocheh to that deeper connection. And he adds an Eben Ezra, which we mentioned in the past. The Eben Ezra says, it points out, Yaakov Avinu, when he first comes back to Eretz Yisrael, the first thing he does, after all those years away, he buys a piece of land. Buys a piece of land. Line 21 says the Eben Ezra, Hizkir ze akasav lahodia, ki ma'ala gedola yesh la'eretz Yisrael. There is a great ma'ala. Mishi yesh lo chelek ba, chashiv hu kechelek lo'olam haba. So the first step, those who are zochet, those of us who are all zochet, to live in Eretz Yisrael, the most special place in the world, we have to be, not just live here, but as Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says, we have to be modeh. We have to appreciate, we have to value the special connection we have, and in that way, we're modeh, will be zochet to that connection. And really every Jew everywhere has to realize that this is the center. This is a mitzius. And every Jew throughout the world has to be modeh be'Eretz Yisrael, to be zochet to on wherever they are, to the connection of Eretz Yisrael. Those who live here are zochet to the direct hashgacha that we feel here. So that's the difference between the chet of the meraglim and the chet of the egg. Continuing. Later on in the parsha, in the aliyah, we have the Nesi'im listed, all the leaders that went, the 12 tribes, 12 Meraglim, and the leader of Mate Ephraim, Shevet Ephraim, of course, was Hoshea bin Nun. Hoshea bin Nun. So every word in that name is to focus on by Chazal. Why is it bin and not ben? Nun, unusual name. Nun, I think it's the only letter of the alphabet that merits a name in Tanakh. But Hoshea! Later on in the Parsha, in the Aliyah, we know Moshe Rabbeinu gives not one of the first, Avraham Avinu, Sarah, has a name change. Elish Moshe on Hashem Shoshach, Moshe Lasura Saaretz, Vayikra Moshe Lahoshea bin Nun Yoshua. Moshe changes Hoshea to Yoshua. Okay. Changes him to Yoshua. Why? Rashi quotes, he changes him, he needs the Yud, because he wants to give him extra special protection. Says Rashi, his palelalov. Ka Hoshiacha me'atzas meraglim. Hashem should save you. Hashem should save you. The Yud, like Yehoshua, is like Yud and then a Hey. That's Hashem's name. And Hoshea should save you. Ka Hoshiacha me'atzas meraglim. He should save you. Says Rav Soloveitchik, a little deeper idea. Based on a medrash from elsewhere. Source number two, Rav Shechter quotes in Nefesh HaRav the following thought from the Rav. Quotes, Vayikra Moshe L'Hoshea bin Nun Yoshua, Vehevi Rashi, Me'a Medrash, Shehis Palo Olaf. Ube Medrash Rab al Parshas Lech Lecha, in the Medrash of the Parshas Lech Lecha, it says there, Shehayud, Shenotal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Misarai, Hayatas Uporeach, Lefnei Kisso Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After Hashem took the Yud away from Sarai, to make her Sarah, the Yud was very upset. And for the next couple hundred years, the Yud just flew around the Kisei HaKavod. What am I good for? I'm a good for nothing. What do you do? You took me away from Sarai. What do I have now? You took me away from the first Ima. What do you? Kodesh Baruch, how can you do that to me? I'm so upset. Amar lefan of Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Bishvil she'ani katana hotzeitani misara tzadekes. Right, Dad. He had a complex. The Yud has a little. You know, he's the littlest letter. The little Yud Allah. He's just a little itsy bitsy. Kodesh Baruch, what are you doing to me? You take me out. At least Avraham, what do? You just added a letter. You didn't remove anything. But me, you take me out. You put in a hay. Half my value anyway. I said, what are you doing to me? He's upset. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, no, don't worry. I'm going to use you again later in history. Vayikra Moshe Loshea bin Nun Yoshua. So the Yud was taken from Sarai, it was saved, and it was put on Yoshua. What exactly is the message for us? Again, many darshanim. This is a great a field for darshanim. So what exactly is the message? Says the Medrash. The Medrash continues even. He first finishes in line 6. L'sha'avar haita sara la'atzma, achshav tehi sara l'chol ba'ay olam. Why was Sarah's name changed? This is already the beginning of the answer. Why was Sarah's name changed? What is the symbolism of a hey and a yud? Says the Rav. Chazal tell us that the world was created with the letter hey. Beginning of Perek Beis and Brachos, he quotes it on line 9. Eila told us Hashemayim v'ha'aretz b'hi bar'am. And if you read that, b'hei bar'am, with the hay. The hay, that's what Hashem created the world with a hay. What does that mean, that Hashem created the world with a hay? Right, the Gemara in Menachos, olam hazeh nivra b'hei. Suggests Rav Soloveitchik, the hay symbolizes, and the fact that the world was created with a hay, it symbolizes universalism. It symbolizes tzibur. It symbolizes public. That's a hey. A yud, we'll explain this more in a second, a yud symbolizes more private, possessive. Sheli, right? Adding on a yud to anything makes it mine. Sheli, it's a beiti, it's mine. A bayis, there's a bayis. There's a house in the world. Beiti is my house. Yud, all of a sudden, makes it private. Separates it from everything else. A hey is just the end of the word. A hey, the world was created with a hey, is universalism. Sarah used to be Sarah. Used to be personal. Avram's wife became Sarah. She's now the mother of all. Avraham. First he was Av to Arah, and then he was Avamon Goyim. Hey makes it more general. Tzibur. Yud symbolizes more private, more separated. So now the Rav explains on line 11. Asher al kein more ha'os hey al ha'universaliut. Masha'en kein yud ha'bailus. Yud always gives possessive. More al apratius. Uprishus. The histaigus min ha'achirim. Jumping away and jumping back from others. Umitrila ha'isa sarai isha pratis. Originally sarai was personal private. Sara sheli. Ukamo Avraham. Avla aram. And afterwards, it was Nefach la Avraham Avamon Goyim. The hay giving him a new identity, an identity of the leader of the monotheistic world, Avraham. Shemayata Nefach Lios Yoser Universali. So if you think about it in those terms, says the Rav, now we know why Yeshua needed the Yud. The Yud was taken away from Avraham because he had to become more general, he had to become in charge of everybody, he had to be more involved. Sarai had to be more involved. Sarai and Avraham, both of them got a hey. Yeshua ben Nun, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to save him. How can I save you? You need to be a little separate. You need to keep your distance a little bit. You can't be just like them. You start off, Hosea, he's got the hey already. He's going to be the leader. But you know what? Yeshua, right now, you got to realize you got to be a little separate. You can't be influenced by the other Meraglim, and therefore he gave him the Yud. In this circumstance, v'chein kal gabi Yoshua mitchilo hayeshmo maskel behei Hosea shahayoholich miyachanim shartrei aretz. You have a hey, but Moshe said you need the yud too, right? You can't be so universal here. You can't be influenced by them. That's the yud, and that's the hey. Olam hazeh, Avram, Sarai, and Hosea becoming Yehoshua. If you think about it, the Rav doesn't say this, but maybe one could add Hashem's name, the short name that we have of Hashem is Yud and a hey. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is both the most universal and the most private. He's involved in everything. Kadosh, 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 Moloch HaLaretz Kvodo. He's the most universal. He's the hey. But he's also Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimkomo, from his spot. From that spot. He's Shalih, he's Elokah, he's my God. He's personal to every single person. But he's also the hey, he's Elokeinu. So even in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, you have a Yud and you have a hey. Right, those two letters. Okay, so we have the whole story of the Meraglim, and towards the end, after the Meraglim, which we'll get back to a little bit hopefully as well, we spoke about it last year too, but continuing after the story and after the punishment, we have Perek Tezvav, skipping towards the middle of the Parsha. Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Actually, towards the end already. There's a lot we're going to discuss in the end of the parsha this week. The pasuk says, discusses from Shvi, if somebody does an Aveira, somebody does an Aveira from Shvi, he has to bring karbanos, and pasuk Yud, if somebody does an Aveira with Yad Rama, with an outstretched hand, rebelling against God, He's cursing God. V'nichrasa anefesh ahimi karavama. He will be cut off. Kidvar Hashem baza, because he has disgraced the word of God. Now you can see in the bold print in source 4. Ves mitzvaso hefar, and he has denied the mitzvos. He kares tikares hanefesh hahi avunaba. That soul will surely be cut off. The sin will be with him. He kares tikares. Those learning Daf Yomi know that recently this pasuk came up in the Daf. He kares tikares. If you look in source number 4, Amar Rabbi Eliezer b'Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, "B'dover zez yafti sifrei kusim." Rabbi Lazar says, with this pasuk in Parsha Shlach, I was able to disprove the heretics. Shahayu omrim ein tchias amesim in haTorah. They said there is no afterlife. There's no tchias amesim in haTorah. Harehu omer he kares ti kares hanefesh yavonava. How many times do you get kares? Once you're cut off, you're cut off. You can't do it more than once. So it must be he kares ti kares ba'olam hazeh. Avuna ba, you still have the sin after you cut off. La olam haba, mikan rai lo tchias amesim. This pasuk, the Gemara says, is a rai for tchias amesim. There are about 10 psukim there that are quoted. Oz yasher Moshe, that's the one that Rashi quotes on the Torah. Oz yasher, yasher is future tense. Ma mikan lo tchias amesim in the Torah. The Gemara, the first daf in Perek Chelek, the last parak in Maseches Sanhedrin, is about what the source is for tchias amesim. Says the Gra, source number 4. Nechlegu harishona b'inyan olam haba. So we could have a whole shiur on this. We could have about 25 shiurim on this, but we'll just have one paragraph on it. Olam haba. There's a machlokas we've shown him. What is olam haba? When is olam haba? What type of existence is olam haba? Says the Rambam. Harambam kasav she'olam haba hua olam she'acharei maves ha'adam mos ha'adam nochalim ha'tzadikim. The Rambam holds that olam haba is right after death. Right after death, it's the olam ha-neshamos. It's the olam of souls. Right after death, person goes to olam haba. Somebody's nifta, they go to olam haba. That's the Rambam shita. V'haramban kasav, the Ramban writes in a number of places, no. Olam haba hu olam ha-techia. She-yichyu ha-mesim la-asid lavo. Olam haba is later. It's a later in history. Whereas right now, something happens after a person is nifter. Maybe they go to Gan Eden, something, and then there's going to be Mashiach, and then there's going to be Tchias HaMesim, and then maybe there'll be another death. Olam Haba is after that. The after that is later on. That's the Ramban. And the Ramban brings a Raya from our Pasuk. That's his Raya. That's why we're talking about this now. Umevi Raya midivri Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yossi Hanau mitoch sha'avona ba lo'olam haba. Hela mikan raya l'tchias ha-mesim in haTorah. What is the Gemara talking about? Tchias ha-mesim. What's the raya? Olam haba. So what do you see? You see that olam haba is a later stage. That's a raya the Ramban brings. Chazal's like me, says the Ramban. So now we come to the Gra. V'shamati omrim mipeh kadosh v'tar Rebbe Eliyahu she'yichye. Says the Gra, I'll bring you a tremendous raya to the Rambam from a phrase that we've all said hundreds of times in our lives, but we don't focus on it. We're busy singing it. We're not focusing on it. Raya atzuma v'sadla devei Rambam zal. Miseder hatfila. Davening. Shabbos morning davening. After Baruch Hu. Right before Kel Adon. The end of the paragraph of Kel Asher Shabbos. What does it say? Ein ke'erkecha Hashem Elokeinu ba'olam hazeh. V'yenzulascha malkeinu l'chayei ha'olam haba. Efes b'otcha go'aleinu l'mos ha-mashiach v'yendoma l'cha moshiyenu l'schiyas ha-mesim. Says the Gra, there's an order here. There's a process here. These are four shlavim. What, they're just, they're kafal ha'inyan b'milim shonos? They're the same thing with different words? Says the Gra. First is Olam Hazeh, then is Olam Haba, then is Yemos HaMashiach, then is Tchias HaMesim. It's my first riot to the Rambam. Olam Haba is right after Olam Hazeh. So you could have your Gemara. You could have this Chazal Ramban, but I got the Siddur. I got the Siddur, says the Ramban. Again, this is a major discussion, but one of the riots is our Pasuk, so maybe it'll give us a new insight into, as we say that Tefillah Shabbos morning, into the different stages of what we mean. Okay, let's spend the next couple of minutes discussing the last two sections of the Parsha. Again, quantitatively, the Meraglim. We've had two thoughts on the Meraglim. But let's now go to the end of the parsha. The second to last parsha is the Mekoshesh, and after that comes the parsha of Tzitzis. First, the Mekoshesh. The pasuk says, Perek Tesva, pasuk Lamed Beis. Vayu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar, vayimsu ish Mekoshesh eitzim b'yom HaShabbos. Right? It was a man gathering wood. Mekoshesh. We'll translate that as that Aveira. Gathering wood. Vayakrivu oso, hamotzim oso Mekoshesh eitzim, Moshe v'Aaron. They brought him to Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayanichu oso b'mishbar. Let's read the words of Rav Nevenzahl. I got two, one email and one in person this week. You got to do Rav Nevenzahl on Parsha Shlach. So there's a lot of Rav Nevenzahl. So I didn't know which Rav Nevenzahl they meant. I looked at one, looked at the other, and then I found a third. I don't think they were referring to this one. There's a Rav Nevenzahl in his Sefer on Shabbos that talks about this. The ones at Shlach are also beautiful. Hopefully we'll have another chance to do them. But there is a Rav Nevenzahl in his Sefer on Shabbos, Simon Beis. We quoted a different thought of this a few weeks ago. It says Rav Nevenzahl, source number 5. V'ina l'gabi ha-mekoshesh mevu'ar b'zohar ha-kadosh. Says the Mekoshesh, says the Rav Nevenzahl is a Zohar. Shaha Eitzim Osam Mekoshesh HaMekoshesh Lo HaYustam Eitzim. What was the Mekoshesh gathering? What was he? Some say he was chopping, some say he was gathering. What? Which, were those Stam wood? No. Eitz HaChayim VeEitz HaDas Hayu. That's what the Zohar says. He was being Mekoshesh VeEitz HaChayim and Eitz HaDas. And then Rav Nevenzahl writes on the bottom, in the footnote, maybe that's why it says, Vayu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar, and he was Mekoshesh. We knew they'd been in the midbar for years. Why do we have to know that they were in the midbar? Maybe the emphasis is that, really, because these trees weren't from the midbar. The Chiddush said they were in the midbar, and he still had these trees. Either way, that's the Zohar. Ketzad shayach l'koshesh eitzim eitz achayim eitz hadas? How are you Mekoshesh eitzim? How do you cut in and gather those trees? Harei eitzim elunim sam b'gan eden. There are kruvim there that are guarding. What does that mean? What do you mean literal? They were being mekoshesh. Ella havidayik al ilain ilonin hey minayhu rav al achra. Language of the Zohar. What does that mean? The Mekoshesh was looking at each one to figure out which was greater. The word hekesh, compare. Mekoshesh, he was being makesh. He was saying, Eitz Hadas, Eitz Achayim. Eitz Hadas, Eitz Achayim. That's what he was doing. It says Rav Nevenzahl, yes, this is a Zohar. Yes, this is l'malamina teva. But is there any message that we could get out of it that the Mekoshesh was figuring out Eitz Hadas, Eitz Achayim, trying to figure out which was better? He says on line 12, Vadash and Yonim Amukim Benistarim. There's very deep thoughts here. Aval, let's try to appreciate this on our level. What's the symbolism of the Eitz Achayim, and what's the symbolism of the Eitz Hadas? Ma in Yonim shall Eitz Achayim veEitz Hadas. Eitz Achayim. Kulo Kodesh Lashem. Eitz HaChayim, says Rav Nevenzahl, symbolizes all good. All good. Chayim, eternal life, connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Eitz HaChayim symbolizes. Rak Ratzon Hashem Kayim be'Eitz HaChayim. Ratzon Hashem, it symbolizes all good things. Ein bo das tova ra. It's not the das tova, there's no ra. There's no ra in the Eitz HaChayim. It's all good. Kemo be'Eitz HaDas. If it's all good, you know, if you take part in Eitz HaChayim, it's all good, it's all Ratzon Hashem, one will live forever, eternally. Eitz Hadas Tov HaRa is not like that. Eitz Hadas Tov HaRa, second to last line, Ma'afsher La'adam Bechira Beitov L'Ra. Eitz Hadas Tov HaRa symbolizes Bechira Chafshus. There's Tov and there's Ra. Ha'adam yachol livchar la'asos tov, v'yachol gan livchar la'asos ra, neged ratzon Hashem. Eitz hadas tov ra symbolizes free choice. Symbolizes, I can do ratzon Hashem if I overcome. Eitz achayim, there's only one ratzon, to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Turn the page, says Rav Nevenzahl, which is a greater feat? Which is a greater feat? To have the taiva, to have the ra, and overcome? Or is it to be on the level of not having? Be automatic. Automatic Ratzon Hashem. Eze sug shel avodas Hashem mar biyoter kvod shamayim. Which is greater kvod shamayim? Avoda otomatit, lo efsharish o bechira tova ra, the eitz achayim, or the bechira eitz hadas? That's what he was being makoshesh. He was comparing the avoda of the eitz hadas, the avoda of the eitz achayim. Which is the greater avoda? So one might think, says Reb Nevin Zal, of course the eitz hadas. What, there's no kunst to do well. Eitz achayim. There's no challenge. There's no challenge. What? I need bechira and overcome it. That's godless. That's service HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eitz achayim? Nothing to talk about. Says Reb Nevin Zal, the MS is, line 7, V'ha MS hi, she'etzem ha'matzav shebo yeshno li'tzir kalav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, efsharis lo la'asos es rotzon boro? The fact that there is a situation where there's a hava mina to sin, that itself is a chilul shem shamayim. And he gives a mashal. Line 11. Netar latzmeinu shuv. Shachin pirtza melchama bin Anglia l'Germania. I see there's a war between countries. England and Germany. Picks two countries. There's a war. Visar hatzavaha angli ya'amod v'yishkolim lismuch ba'Anglia o lismuch ba'Germania. And the English general is deciding, who should I support? Who should I fight for? Mano marzal tzavakazeh. Oh, you know what? I'm going to fight for this. I don't really want to, but I'm going to do it anyway. What is that? Is that a good general? Bogate Gomor. That's his chayiv treason. Mor b'malchus. Sar tzavasha shomeyasha parts of mulchama. Tzorch lagayis biyadas kolat tzavah. An officer who hears that a war broke out, he has to go be megayis. He has to draft all of his army. It's a chayel avir. It's chayel ayam. All the army. It's kol mashenitam lagayis b'mulchama. Who should I fight for? Let me think what I should do. Should I do this or should I do that? No. Line 17. Hirhirim ka'elu heim avon chamur l'kol chayo. If a soldier ever thinks something negative against what he's fighting for, that itself is something, is a chisaron. Says Reb Nevin Zal, in his view, it's the same thing with Bechira. Yet, l'maisa, we have free choice in our world. But in the symbolism, Eitz Achayim Eitz Hadas, ha'hava mina shel adam l'chachto, ha'mitzius, sha'adam yoshev v'shokel, ha'im lishmar Shabbos or lo lishmar Shabbos. Should I get up for minyan or not? The fact that I can have that, maybe I'm not going to go to minyan. Oy vey! Maybe I'm not going to eat kosher. That itself is a tremendous chilat baruch Hashem, if you overcome. Ezo higibur, ha'kol vishis yitzro. But the fact that I have that hava mina, im lechol kosher or lo lechol kosher, hi atzma marida chamur b'malchus shamayim. That was the chait of Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon, what did he do? The Nachash convinced him. The Nachash said, the Nachash used this. And this is what many Mefarshim explain. Rav Yeruchim says this. Others say it's, right? But Adam, the Nachash says to Adam and Chava, oh, you think, well, he doesn't want to eat from the Eitz HaChayim. Is it such a great, from the Eitz HaDas? Is it such a, it's so hard to serve Hashem like this? What's the big deal? Anybody can serve Hashem like this. Go eat from that tree. Eat from that tree. Then you'll have to overcome it. Oh, that'll be a great. Once you have the ra inside of you, said the Nachash, that's Avodas Hashem. There you're accomplishing something. And Adam and Chava listened. That was original sin. The fact that a person says, I'd rather be in the situation of Nisayan and overcome, rather than saying, I'm going to try not to be in the situation of Nisayan. Harois Hanolad. To try to not be in that situation. Obviously, we are created, we have Bechira Chavshis, the Malachim Don, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, we earn Schar Va'onesh. But, in an ideal world, and the Ramban says, this was the state of affairs before the Chait, and this is what we're going to go back to, B'Yemos HaMashiach. A state when there's not going to be a Havamita to sin. Because the fact that there's a Havamita to sin, that itself is a Begida. So the Nachash says, line 30, let's go back. I'm sorry, I skipped it. He says, Hanachash ta'an le'isha, line 25. Shebeli yitzahara, avodat Hashem shalahem lo tiba madriga chashuva kolkach. Lo chachma l'kayim mitzvahs. What great chachma is there to do mitzvahs if you don't have a yitzahara? Kishein la'adam yitzahara, shemenasa l'fatosa shalol l'kayim on. There's no yitzahara that's trying to seduce you. Lo'umazos, you have a yitzahara. Oh, that'll be great. Kach ta'an Hanachash. V'ha'adam ta'av v'kibel atayinato. Adam made a mistake and was makabalit, and that brought a tremendous, obviously, chilul Hashem. Says Reb Nevin Zal, that was the chait of the Mekoshesh as well. The Mekoshesh, according to the Zohar, This Mekoshis was being medayik. He was saying, Eitz Adas, Eitz Tovara. How do you see that? All he did was Mekoshis B'Yom HaShabbos. What's the symbol of Shabbos? And what's the symbol of Chol? Chol, says Rav Nevinzal. Well, let's read it first. Ezeo Eitz Godel V'Chosha Mechaveiro. Eitz HaChaim O Eitz Adas. Avodo Atamatid O Avodim Mitoch V'Chira. What was his maskana? It's better to overcome. Why? What do we know about the Mekoshesh? He was Mekoshesh Esim B'Yom HaShabbos. Let me be Mechalel Hashem. What's Shabbos? What's Chol? HaShabbos HiYom SheKulo Gilui Kvot Shamayim. Shabbos is clear. Shabbos is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos is Dveikus. You may Chol. Weekday. That's Tov and Ra mixed up. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not as clear. There's no Neshama Yaseira on weekday. Bechina Shel Eitz HaChayim. Shabbos is like Eitz HaChayim. Weekday is Eitz Hadas Tovara. We're in the middle of a lot of different environments on Shabbos, on weekdays. On Shabbos, we're not. Yomos HaCholim Bechina Shel Eitz Hadas Tovara. What did he do? He said he was Machal Shabbos. He was Machal. I don't want this Avoda. I don't think this is correct. Eitz Hadas is better. And he says that was the chait. Line 45. Hamakoshish Machlit Eifo. Sha'adifa Hanagashel Yomos HaChol Mehan Hagashel Shabbos. Your most achol is greater. Liot shakua ba'olam asiya u'bechol zos lahamin b'Hashem. He says that'll be marbek vod shamayim more, and that was his tragic mistake. Just like Adam, so too the Mekoshe. Shitty continues, turning the page. Says that's what line 6. Chilul Shabbos shalom Mekoshe shispatei ifo b'kach shebechinas haShabbos ha'isa pachos chashuva be'inav. And that's a chashiv in my eyes. I'll take advantage of Shabbos. When it comes to Chol, that's what I'll serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the root. That was the root sin. The greater, if we could reach the level that I won't even have Bechira in a certain case, that's the greater level, says Rav Nevinzal. So that's the chait of Adam. That was the chait of the Mekoshesh. I didn't give it to you. He continues somehow kedaxa to the chait of the Meraglim, but I didn't give you that part. That's the Mekoshesh. I hope I was Yotze Zayin, the Rav Nevinzal fans, to doing a different one, but... That's the offering that we have for this year. Okay. A couple of thoughts related to the Parsha of Tzitzis. The last Parsha in the Parsha Shlach. Let's look at a Rashi. Last Pasuk. Let's not go to the last Pasuk. Let's go first to the Lamed Ches. Mayomar Hashem Moshe Leimor. Dabreu b'nei Yisrael v'amartah lehem v'asu lehem Tzitzis. Al kanfei v'dehem l'dorosam v'asu al Tzitzis hakanaf pesil t'cheles. T'cheles. We all know Tcheles, is it blue, is it black? That's the machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Different minhagim about types of lines to have on a talus. Right? That's related to the machlokas Rashi-Rambam. Is it bluish, is it blackish? But Tcheles, where does the word Tcheles come from? What does the word Tcheles mean? Rashi. Tcheles. So Tcheles is Tseva Yorok Shol Chilazon. Right? It's the greenish, bluish, whatever the color is, of the Chilazon. But if you look, Rashi, in the continuation, if you look in Rashi on the last Pasuk, the last Rashi in the Parsha, Psil Techeles, I'll read it to you. Rashi says, Al Shem Shikul Bechoros. You know Psil, the word Techeles reminds us of? Makas Bechoros. We know that Tuf and Shin could switch. So Techeles could be Shachal, and Chaf and Ches. Right? No, chaf and chaf. Good. Tcheles. Chaf and chaf. Shachal means to be bereaved. Shachal is to be bereaved. So, tcheles reminds us of the time that the Mitzriim were bereaved from their firstborns. Al shem shichul b'choros. Targum shel shichul tichla. Umakasam haisa b'layla. And their maka, they were hit at night. Makas b'choros occurred at night. V'chein tseva tcheles domol rakia hamashkeles erev. And tcheles is the sky as it becomes dark at night. The darkening sky. Okay? So tcheles, says Rashi, is connected to makas b'choros. Ma inyan tcheles to makas b'choros. What is that blue string? What is tcheles? Or tzitzis in general. What is tzitzis? It's connecting to the tcheles, but tcheles is really part of the mitzvah of tzitzis. Tzitzis, the lavan and the tcheles is one mitzvah. Tfilin shel yad, tfilin shel rosh are two mitzvahs. But the white and the blue is one mitzvah. They're not ma'akiv zeh. They're not ma'akiv. It's one mitzvah. So what's the connection between tzitzis and tcheles to makas b'choros? What does they have to do with each other? Says the Gemara in Shabbos. Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Nun Zayin. Source number 8. The Gemara there talks about what is one allowed to wear outside the tchum, outside one's rishus on Shabbos, not the tchum, outside one's rishus without an eruv, or one is not allowed to wear. We know if there's no eruv, I'm allowed to wear clothes. Clothes are considered part of my body. Therefore, I can wear clothes even if there's no eruv. I can't carry something without an eruv. But whatever is considered part of me, I'm allowed to wear. The Gemara there talks about we would call it today a sticker. But it was a signet. A signet that an eved used to wear. What was called a kavla da'avda. Kavla da'avda. Is an eved allowed to wear a kavla da'avda outside on Shabbos? Eved Ivri has to do all the mitzvahs. Kavla da'avda. Says Rashi, I just gave you the Rashi. The Gemara just talks about Kavla Davda, line 8, source 8 on the side. Chosam sha'osin la'eved biksuso l'simin hochacha shehu eved. It was a stamp that the eved wore on his clothing as a simin, as a reflection that he was an eved. A Kavla Davda. That was a stamp that he used to wear. Suggest Rav Soloveitchik and suggest the Arachayim HaKadosh before him. Maybe with this idea of Kavla Davda, we understand the connection between Makas Bechoros and the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. Source number 9. How were Tchelis and Tzitzis related to the Exodus? When the Israelites resided in Mitzrayim, they wore an insignia which designated their vassal status. The Talmud called it Kavla Davda. In Mitzrayim, just like Rachmana Litzlan in Germany, we had a stamp that identified us as a Jew. Whether it was a star that said Jude, whether it was a Rachmana Litzlan, a tattooed number, there was a Kavla da'avda to symbolize that we were Avadim, which Rashi says is a seal worn by the slave, the Rashi we just saw. At the moment of Machatz Bechoros, the finality, now we're going out! We're becoming Avde Hashem. We were no longer Avde Paro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us another Kavla da'avda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us another stamp. You're no longer Avdei Paro. You don't have that stamp anymore. But you know what? I have a different stamp for you to wear to show that you're my Avadim. And what's that? Tzitzis. Kavla da'avda. Upon achieving their freedom on the night of the Exodus, they defiantly removed their seals. In exchange, they were to wear a new seal. Tzitzis with tcheles. Indicating that henceforth they were to serve their God, their new master. With all the symbolism of tzitzis, all the strings, and taryag, all the gematrias, for unto me the children of Israel are slaves, they are my slaves, whom I brought forth from the land of Egypt. That's why. Why do we even talk? He doesn't mention this, but it's so clear with his thoughts. Why is it? Why do we say the third parasha of Kriyat Shema every day? Why do we have to do that every day? What's the main pasuk? Why do we say that every morning and every night? Because of the last pasuk, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Yitzti Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. The mitzvah of remembering Yitzti Mitzrayim every day. There's no mitzvah of remembering tzitzis every day. You have to wear tzitzis, but I don't have to say it. So why is Yitzti Mitzrayim the parsha of Yitzti Mitzrayim that we remember? It says Yitzti Mitzrayim many times, but the parsha that Chazal picked for us to say is the parsha of tzitzis. What's the connection between tzitzis and Yitzti Mitzrayim? Kavla d'avda. Because Yitzti Mitzrayim, that at that moment in time, we then took it upon ourselves to wear tzitzis. That was our new Kavla Davda. That's Rashi. Tcheles, Shichla, Makas Bechoros. That's the connection. The Arachayim HaKadosh says the same thing in Source number 10. V'hayalachem l'tzitzis. Ein yadua mechuvan mamar zeshiyah l'tzitzis. What does it mean? This should be for you for tzitzis. And he quotes, skipping a couple of lines, he quotes, Shekach osim la'avadim v'hatzitzis made al Yisrael shem avdei Hashem. Kiddi isa b'meshech ha'shabes kavla da'avda tznan. The same thought. It's kavla da'avda. This was the signet. Yirtze b'mamar v'hoye lachem l'tzitzis. What does that mean? These shall be for you for tzitzis l'tzad shem avadim l'Hashem. Now that we are avadim. V'ha'eved ose kavla yir lachem l'simin zeh l'kavla da'avda. This should be for you. V'yamar u'reisem osa u'zakardem is called mitzvah Hashem. What does that mean? Pirish. Kishayabitu b'simun avdusam. When you look at your avdus, yitnu leiv she'enam b'nei chorin lasos kechetsam b'machal m'abusha b'diburam. You can't just do whatever you want. We wear the tzitzis. It's always constantly there. That'll remind us. U'b'chol ma'aseyem ke'eved she'emas rabo alav. I always remember my eved. That I'm an eved. V'lamod b'shasha ha'adon mitzah v'lamod. V'lasos kol malachos ha'shev tziv Hashem lasos. Kavla da'avda. That's what the tzitzis are, and that's what we remember with the tzitzis. A connected idea, it's a separate thought, but one that works well with the idea of the Arachayim HaKadosh and Rav Salvechik of Kavala Da'avda is a thought from the Mishka B'tzal, or B'tzal Radinsky. He has a couple of other questions related to tzitzis. There's another Rashi, which maybe we've read many times, but we haven't think about it. Also Rashi at the end of the parasha. Al kanfei bigdehem l'dorosam. Kanfei bigdehem. What is kanfei? Kanaf? I mean the corner. Al kanfei bigdehem. What does Rashi say? Al kanfei bigdehem. You ever catch this, Rashi? Kineged vo'ese eschem al kanfei nisharim. What is kanfei? Kanfei nisharim. Hashem's going to bring us on wings of eagles. What does the wing of an eagle have to do with the corner of my tzitzis? Rashi says it. What's the connection between an eagle and my tzitzis? Source 11. Va'pliya boletes. Eza shaychus b'ish b'mitzvah tzitzis l'hashakarish baruch hu nasa usan k'nesher. What is the connection between an eagle and the mitzvah of tzitzis? And also another question he asks. Question number two he asks. He quotes a pasuk that's quoted in Masechta Shabbos, the pasuk from Yirmiyahu. Gam biknafayich nimsu dam nefashos. On your knafim, on your corners, will be found the blood of nefashos. And Rameir and Behuda argue, what does that mean? One says da avon mezuzah, one says avon tzitzis. The avon of tzitzis is going to lead to nefashos. It's a very serious avon. What's so serious? It's not even a chiyuv, right? It's per se. What's so serious about the mitzvah of tzitzis? How does it connect to kanfei? What's so serious about the issue of tzitzis? And then, one more. Another Zohar. Wow, a two Zohar night. Said, turning the page. Actually, it's turning the page. Yes. Line 11 on the next page. V'hanir levar zeh. Another question. He starts the answer, but this is really another question. The Zohar says, Hashem made coverings for Adam and Chava. He made them coverings. Alei teina. Sheyasu lohem kanfei tzitzis. Well, he gave them tzitzis to wear. We're not going to get to women wearing tzitzis right now. Not for now. But he covered them with tzitzis, whatever the symbolism, with the symbolism of tzitzis. So again, what's tzitzis? What are eagles and tzitzis? What is Adam and Chava with covering with tzitzis? So maybe the answer is a Tana Dvei Eliyahu, he says. Says the Tana Dvei Eliyahu, on the pasig about Mekoshesh, even. It all connects. Line 18. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Mibnei machil al zeh Shabbos. How did the Mekoshesh do this? How is it machal Shabbos? Amar Moshe ini yodea. Moshe says, I don't know. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Omer ani lecha. I'll tell you why. Ki b'chol sheishis yimei chol, yesh li Yisrael tfilin barosho bizroo. V'roa osam b'chozer mimaisav. Every day, people have tefillin. Weekdays, we have tefillin to guard ourselves, to remind ourselves. Aval achshav b'yom haShabbos, she'ein tefillin b'rosho b'zroo, lachin chilol zeh haShabbos. He didn't have the reminder. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, make sure, be mazir them on a mitzvah that they have even on Shabbos. What's the parsha right at the Mekoshesh? The parsha of Tzitzis. That's the Tana Dvei Eliyahu. Mekoshesh and Tzitzis. What do you see from this? Says Rabbi Tzalel Radinsky, you could have the Mun and the Be'er and the Adonai HaKavod. You could be surrounded by miracles. But if I'm not surrounded by mitzvos, I am not protected. That is not going to make sure I do what I'm supposed to be doing. Yotzei lanu mizeh son, yisod gadol v'nifla. De'afilu adam shemesubav benisim. The man, the be'er, v'yish lo ra, and I have a Rebbe like Moshe Rabbeinu, and I live in the Ananei HaKavod. If I'm not doing a mitzvah, if I'm not surrounded by mitzvos, if I'm not involved in mitzvahs, there's a vacuum. I'm going to be doing something else. V'zeh mashar amal Hashem l'Moshe. That's what Hashem told to Moshe. The whole week, tefillin. Right? But right now they need something else. That's what it means. He covered them with tzitzis, Adam and Chava. Why? What are tzitzis? Because he needed... What does tzitzis symbolize? It symbolizes involvement in mitzvahs constantly. Right, every second of my life. It's the easiest mitzvah in the world. I put it on in the morning, boom, I don't think about it again. It symbolizes constant involvement in a life of mitzvahs. That's the best protection that we can have to be the best Eved Hashem that we can have. Protection. That's Adam and Chava. And that's... what he says, why it's so serious. It's so serious because this is about our lives. And what about an eagle? What about an eagle? So he quotes in the next column. An eagle symbolizes, we know, what does Rashi say? Why do we compare to our wings of eagles? Because an eagle is different than all the other birds. All the other birds fly lower, so they're worried about birds above them. The eagle is worried about an arrow from a man. It's all about protection. Al kanfei bideim, just like the wings of the eagles protect their young, so too kanfei, al kanfei bideim v'asu lahem tzitzis. Ki afilu, next column where it's underlined, afilu ha-nesher aporeach al gabi kol ha'ofa sheba olam, even the eagle that flies above all the other birds, tzara gamkin laso shmira l'toldosav. V'lachein samo sam b'knafayim, kidei sheyu mishumar mafilu menachitzim shalamata. An eagle symbolizes protection of its young. V'esa eschem al kanfei nesharim. That's the greatest kavla da'avda that we could have. To always have shmira, to a mitzvah that's constantly around us. It's interesting, one just to think about, I'll just leave it as a question now, why then isn't tzitzis as obligatory as tefillin is? Tzitzis, if you're wearing a four-corner garment, then you have to wear tzitzis. If it's so important, why? Obviously, we've accepted it as a chiyuv today. But why is it? So, I'll leave it as a question. Interesting answers might be thought of. But that's the symbolism of tzitzis, answers all these questions, and that's the kavod da'avta. Sorry? Tzitzis or mezuzah? Mezuzah is also shmira. Right, interesting. Mezuzah is also shmira. The other day in the Gemara. Okay, finally, one last thought on the Haftorah. One last thought on the Haftorah. So this is one of those story haftorahs, right? Even though most haftorahs come from Sefer Yeshayahu, so he asked me if there's any navi to came to read from a klaf. So if there's any navi to get, what do you get? Yeshayahu. Yeshayahu. The most haftorahs come from Yeshayahu, right? Right after Tisha B'Av, you got seven in a row, right? That's already outweighs. But most haftorahs are from Yeshayahu. But we have some from almost every sefer. Only a couple in Treyasar. Only two in Treyasar that we don't have anything from. But the story, as we know, what is the connection? Yoshua sent out Meraglim. Perek Beis of Sefer Yoshua. He sent out two Meraglim to see what's happening. They go to Yericho, as we know. They stay by Rachav, and she hides them. They leave, etc. Famous question is asked. Yoshua was there the first time. Yoshua was one of the 12. He saw what happened. Tamar's Daf emphasizes that 2 out of 600,000 made it. 2. That's pretty tragic. That's pretty tragic. And what did Yeshua do? He sent Meraglim? He sent Meraglim. What was the difference? Didn't he realize it from the first time? How did Yeshua send that Meraglim? Question that all the Mefarshim ask. Two suggestions. One from the Malbim, and one from another source. Says the Malbim in source 13. Says the Malbim. The pasuk that we're going to focus on actually is quoted in source 14. You have it there. The pasuk. Vayishlach Yeshua ben Nun min Ashitim. Yeshua ben Nun sends from Shitim. Shneim anashim meraglim. Cheresh lemar. 2 meraglim. Chazal tell us one of them was Pinchas. Cheresh lemar. Quietly. Cheresh quietly saying. Luchu ru'us ha'aretz es Yericho. Go see Yericho. Vayelchu vayova. They come to Yisho zonash marachav. And they stayed with her. Says the Malbim, embedded in this pasuk is hinted 5 differences between the Meraglim of Moshe and the Meraglim of Yehoshua. Right here in the Pasuk, and this is the Gavlus of the Malbim. The Malbim throughout Tanakh, if anybody learns Tanakh B'Iyun, will always know that even though sometimes the Radak might say, yeah, the Pasuk just repeats itself in different words, poetic license, the Malbim will always say, there's something different being said here. Every word of Tanakh teaches us something unique and teaches us a message. Says the Malbim. Let's start off. I gave you the Malbim back in Source 13. Vayishlach Yehoshua. Says the Malbim. Bo lahashiv al she'ela she'tipo bazeh. This whole pasuk is coming to answer the question. Eich shalach Yehoshua meraglim acharei shera harash and imshach mishlichus meraglim yimei Moshe. Fine. What happened here? That's what the pasuk is telling us. Meishiv ki hayu chamisha havdelim bein meraglim shal Yehoshua bein meraglim shal Moshe. Number one. How does the pasuk start? Vayishlach Yoshua. Yoshua sent the Meraglim. It wasn't the Am that came up with the idea. It wasn't the Am that was behind it all and the masses that were involved in it. It was Yoshua. It wasn't Vatikrivun Elai Kolchem. It was Yoshua. One, right? Avopo shalach Yoshua midas atzmo, velo midas ha'am. Number two, continue the pasuk. Vayishlach Yeshua ben Nun min hashitim. From Shittim. What's the emphasis of min hashitim? Back to the Malbim, line 6, where I circled Nambez. Moshe shalcha mi midbar paran shahaya rochok min haaretz. Moshe sent them from very far away. Nobody was nearby. Nobody could really confirm. Nobody could really know. There was a real suffix there. Yeshua ben Nun was just on the other side of the Yarden. It's right there. Just go over there. Confirm what we already know. We can already see it, probably. Min Hashitim. We're close by. We're only in Shittim. Next. Shnei Masar Meraglim. Third difference. 2, not 12. 2 Meraglim. That reflects, and the Malbim goes into this a little more at length, that reflects that there's a different purpose to these Meraglim. You send 12 Meraglim, okay, you want to know, every Shaved wants to know their, why do you send 12? Because every Shaved has different needs and different Ritzonos and different desires. Yeah, I don't want to send so-and-so, he's not going to be out for me. My Shaved's going to be out for me. My Nasi. Yeshua sends 2. It's obviously a different purpose. Obviously a different purpose here. All right, he just sends 2. Difference number 4. Next word, cheresh. Silently. In stealth. Nobody else knew about it. Only Yeshua did. You want something to work, you do it quietly. Luchos shnios, luchos rishonos. Do it quietly, but sneas. And finally, the fifth difference, luchuru es haaretz ve'es yericho. Isn't it amazing? You ever learn Sefer Yeshua? They come to Rachav, and they're hiding, and then they run back, and the mission's accomplished. What did they accomplish? Well, because they heard Rachav say, we're scared? Okay. But what were the instructions they had? Go to Yericho. Specific, limited instructions. Don't go see the land. Go check it out. What's it like? What are the cities like? Wasn't this general? And they could come back with anything they want. A specific mission. Go to Yericho. And that's where they went. And then they came back. Says the Malbim, every word in the pasuk is telling us a difference and is answering the question. One answer, or 5 answers. But there's another idea. In Biuri Chasidus, Lenavi, there's Biuri Chasidus on Shas, one volume, and then on Nevi Meksuvim, there's another 2 volumes. He quotes another answer from the Yitav Leif. There's a difference between Yoshua and Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu symbolized Derech Nes. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Midbar. Moshe Rabbeinu was a life of Mun and Ananei HaKavod. And at that time, Chazal tell us that if Bnei Yisrael wouldn't have sinned, they would have gone into Eretz Yisrael, but Derech Neis. And that would have been it, finished. They're sending Meraglim to check out what the land is like. Kadosh Baruch Hu told you, he's in charge. He's giving you Mun. What are you worried about? Yeshua ben Nun knows he's about to go in, and he's going to have 14 years before he can, like, relax. 7 years of fighting, 7 years of dividing. He's going to have a while before he gets to relax. He knows there's a Derech HaTeva world out there. Yeshua should have sent Meraglim. That was appropriate. You have to go. You got to find the strategy. You got to go figure out what's going on in the world that you're going to conquer. So the difference was in Yeshua versus Moshe. Moshe's Meraglim. In life of Teva, in the life of Nes, don't send Meraglim. When it comes to Teva, that's when Meraglim are appropriate, and that's why Yeshua should have sent them. He realized this difference, even though he was around by the tragedy of the first Meraglim. So we have the Malbim, and we have the Biurei Chasidus. Okay, we'll stop here. Remember, this week and next week, Hashem was still on the YU Torah, and also it's on OU.org already, but in 2 weeks from now, Hashem, the Shia will just be on OU.org for the duration.